Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 55 for Friday, September 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Friday morning, recovering from overnight declines as gains in Chicago soy oil provided some support. Canola was down 10 cents to up $1.40, the November contract up 80 cents at $464.10 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, solid end-user demand, and the fact that canola remains cheap compared to other oilseeds were all supportive. However, the upside was limited by the bearish influence of StatsCan's stocks report out earlier in the week. The larger-than-expected old crop canola carryout, coupled with upward revisions to last year's crop, has most market participants anticipating that this year's production will end up well above the 17 million tons currently forecast. Seasonal harvest pressure and ongoing uncertainty over Chinese demand were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are narrowly mixed, while corn and wheat are both lower. The USDA releases its updated supply-demand estimates on Monday, and positioning ahead of the weekend and that key report was a feature today. Soybeans are down 2 cents to up 2 cents. The November contract up a penny at $9.78 per bushel. The USDA is expected to confirm large U.S. soybean yields in Monday's report, and traders are reluctant to push values too far one way or the other ahead of the weekend. Solid weekly export sales did provide underlying support, keeping soybeans within a tight range. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 1 at $3.37 per bushel, with pre-weekend consolidation the feature. Rainfall is forecast across a good portion of the U.S. Corn Belt over the weekend. Wheat prices, they're down 1 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 6 at $3.99 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports at 661,000 tons did come in above trade guesses, which provided some support. However, ample world wheat supplies remain a bearish influence, weighing on wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.